This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, folks, afternoon edition, morning edition on the West Coast. The Robert Scott Bell Show kicks off its, what is it, broadcast week. That's right. And Super D, I've got to, like, pack, break. I'm already thinking about, this is going to be a tough show for me. Not because of any of the topics, although there are some intense ones. It's because I'm here and I'm not here. I'm thinking about, you ever have so much to do, you live in the future? Never, probably, right? Super Don, never. You're always in the present.
Living in the
moment.
Future?
Looking to the future. But,
yeah,
never living in the future.
Yeah. But it's just like, oh my gosh, I got to pack, got to catch this, got to catch that. I got to pack for two trips because when I get back, the truth about cancer starts. And as soon as that's done, I'm packing to go to Seattle and Eugene and Portland. And then maybe I can breathe before the next round starts. So that's where I'm at.
We need to get shirts, you know, like the concert shirts that have like the tour dates on the back.
Yes, right? Robert Scott Bell Show tour dates. In fact, last night was really cool because we went on a tour date, not of my own, but of Tom Woods. Tom Woods'
1,000th show.
His 1,000th show.
Yeah.
Wow. I got to hand it to Tom, man. He knows what he's doing. Taking on 1,000 shows through the podcast arena and hundreds, I don't know the exact number, hundreds of people showed up 3 weeks late because of Hurricane Irma, and they showed up, and they showed up in force. And it was a rowdy crowd. It was loud. It was a lot of fun, a lot of funny. My son and I went, which is really cool. He really enjoyed it. In fact, when we were there at the dinner, we didn't eat, of course, but we sat at Tom Woods' table. It was nice, met some really nice folks. And then Tom DiLorenzo and his lovely wife, big fans of the show, came up and said hello. And he gave my son a little book that he just wrote about socialism. And it's so cool because Elijah, my son, he just goes on and on about how great socialism is. Of course, he's my son, so that's totally sarcastic. But, it, you know, giving him more a skill set in terms of communication, if you have a passion, a belief in certain ideals or ideologies, to be exposed to the kind of folks that were there last night, people who really love liberty. Tom Woods, congratulations. You did it. Heather Woods, his wife, his daughters, amazing, amazing event. And then the surprise guest, Tom, did he know? I think he knew about this one. He knew that Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center would be there. And so he emceed a little bit of the game show stuff, and then he participated in the roast of Tom Woods, and he had some very, very funny jokes. And there was evidently one of the top-level comedians, a guy named Dave Smith. I'd never met him before, but he was like had the number one album on iTunes for a while, comedy album. And another guy, July something, that is a hard rock and roller guy. This black guy, he was awesome. And it was just such an eclectic crowd. And the debate over Jefferson versus Hamilton, they reversed it. I mean, one day the video will appear because they videotaped the whole thing, folks. It's very funny. And even nice. Funnier than all of that, Super Don, is the shirt. Now, those of you who are plugged into the 10th Amendment Center and Michael Bolden and the jokes of the nullification crew and crowd, they had this one shirt that they all got at Target. really not the best looking shirt, but everybody got one. And so Mike Mahari from the 10th Amendment Center and Michael Bolden there, and there's a picture of us, and my son and I being bookended by the 10th Amendment Center. It was really, really cool. So
excellent. Yeah. Pictures were great, too. I got to see a lot of those. So, yeah, it looks like it was a good time.
Yeah, really great. And, folks, the love of liberty is out there. And, yes, sure, there are distinctions and differences among those people who love liberty in terms of how to go about it. But, there was a camaraderie, a great spirit there of engagement and appreciation for each other. And that was really cool. A lot of young people. Saw some young people, young married couples with babies. Just like I said, it's a great place where you get connected with your peeps, so to speak. But it was also kind of cool because there were thoughts and discussions about the whole idea of politicizing and polarizing everything, including friendships. And one of the guys there says, you know what? I would rather maintain friendship than discard friendship based on political differences because, hey, what happens when the hurricane hits and your house gets blown away and you call your friend who you disagree with politically and your friend goes, you know, I'd like to help you, but you're a real butthead on the politics thing, right? And we got people all over the place going, discarding friendships because they don't agree politically, which is insane. It's asinine. And I think that's where even though we can speak about these things, we engage intellectually enough and we have some silliness too and make fun. But at the end of the proverbial friendship day, we can maintain friendships with people we don't agree with, align with politically. Unless they want to use force and violence against us to have their way. That's the line that we draw. And I think for libertarians, if you're crossing that line, you're not truly libertarian in ideology in any way, shape or form. So with that, Super D, I don't know if we should dive right in or if you got more commentary on it, but I just got to say, that event was amazing.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you had a good time. It looked like it was a good time had by all. But we do actually have a story that came up on our radar last week, but we haven't had a chance to really address it. And this is the situation out of Detroit with a mother that is looking to face jail time if she does not get her son vaccinated.
Yeah, not a joke. This is not made up. Listen to the news report here.
Mom versus dad in a legal battle over vaccinations for their child. It's a fight that could land mom behind bars. That mother has one week to get her son vaccinated. If she does not do it, she is going to jail.
Dude, that's intense. A judge ruling that the mother has to vaccinate her child against her will, and if not, she goes to jail. This is medical fascist America. What am I going to say to this? I want to. This is where I've told you. You get married with a medical, a marriage license. Now your kids, fruits of the marriage, subject to the ruling elite class of the state, including the judiciary, which always sides with the medical mafia. And in this case, a dad who's now was on board with his then wife. Apparently there was an annulment that happened. And now the kid gets thrown under the vaccine bus. And of course, I've said this. This is almost an I told you so. But the judges are always going to side with the medical religion, the medical church. But the mom's holding fast.
Harsh, right? Well, what would you do? Would you do the time or give in?
I would rather sit behind bars for standing up for what I believe in than giving in to something I strongly don't believe in.
Wow. Rebecca Bredo, what a position this parent has been put in.
You hear the newscaster. She's like, I think she sounds genuinely stunned, even though she's reading a teleprompter.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like we never covered a story like this. Where's parental choice? What about injury? I mean, is the judge liable? Should there be an injury? I mean, is that a consideration at all?
God forbid he were to be injured by one of the vaccines. Then what? It scares me.
Some may label this Metro Detroit mother as overprotective, stubborn, strong, or all of the above.
What is it about Detroit? Remember, that's Marianne Godboldo.
That's right.
You know, something about Detroit is the battleground for medical fascism or health freedom. And, of course, you know, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're all about health freedom. Even though I would never vaccinate my children, and, of course, I've said how serious I am about that because the Michael Badnarik technique of giving heads up to the docs, you get anywhere near my child with that needle, well, we have things that make bigger holes. Let's just say that. That's how strongly we feel about this. But I'm not here to block you. If you're a mom and a dad, you agree that you think it's the best for your children. I might try to communicate to you and educate you differently, but I'm not going to use the power of government to force you to get it or stop from getting it, which is different. The liberty ideal is different. Now, parental choice is at stake here. Do we have it?
I believe in the choice of the parent to make the right decision based on their knowledge of vaccines.
And the knowledge of their child, right? Rebecca tells us, when her now 9-year-old son was born, she and his dad made the decision to space out and delay some of their little one's vaccines.
It wasn't until they started grouping them together that I backed off of doing vaccines.
And she sounds incredibly rational. And in fact, what I find impressive about this little local report on it is that they're not trashing the mom like normally they would. They're not automatically trashing her. They're granting her some level of respect here. And the things that are revealed are pretty impressive. But she's clearly educated.
Rebecca hit the books. Educated herself, she says, on the research, literature, studies, and concluded that waivers were the best way to go, the best for her baby boy. After all, the state of Michigan offers that option, explains Joel Dorfman.
We're fortunate here in the state of Michigan that's still permitted. Still allow religious, personal, and medical exemptions for parents who choose to delay, to skip a vaccine, to make various choices.
That got out on the evening news there in Detroit, that they actually acknowledge that they have medical, religious, and philosophical exemptions options to them. Yet this judge decided, no, we're going to force you, mom, to vaccinate your child. And if you don't, here's what's going to happen.
Well, Rebecca and her ex-husband do not see eye to eye.
Now it's become a battle in the court.
According to these documents, the child's father wants their son vaccinated. And you know where Rebecca stands. But what about the judge?
The judge has ordered that I vaccinate my child or I will go to jail.
And moms and dads out there, I want you to think about this. Or moms and dads-to-be, before you decide to get a marriage license and have children that are branded as basically vessels of the state, how would you feel if this court ordered you to do something against your will medically for your child?
So if the child is not vaccinated according to this order, in 1 week, Rebecca will be thrown behind bars.
I feel angry. I feel backed into a corner. I feel like my rights as a parent have been taken away.
Where is parental choice, folks?
This mom is sharing her side with us, something she says she has yet to be able to do in court.
Yes, every parent has a choice, but we also have a right to have our voices heard. So why automatically side with the father that wants the vaccine? What about my choice as the mother who's the primary caretaker, who solely takes care of my son?
Good question, mom. But remember, you're living in a medical police state. Police State USA, I believe that was the book by Cheryl. Cheryl Shumley's book. We talk about this all of the time. Here it's playing itself out in Detroit, Michigan. Moms and dads, you want to subject your kids to the whims of a judge who's pharmaceutically conflicted? Good question.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Dual consciousness splitting out, trying to be in the present moment, but struggling mightily with all the things that are happening. I mentioned at the top of the hour, I'll have a little bit more, some cute anecdotes from the Tom Woods event last night that he hosted. Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, intricately involved in those, in that. So lots more to talk about there. Let's see, what else we got? Hugh Hefner, in death, is blamed as being an anti-vaxxer because back in 2008 he hosted or supported, said nice things about Jenny McCarthy and Generation Rescue. I don't think he's ever mentioned vaccines in his life. I mean, wasn't he famous
for... I had never heard that before. I mean, the Hef was known for a lot of things, but his stance on vaccines was not one I ever heard of until now.
Right. They're reaching, man. They are so desperate to go, you know what? That Hef, it's good that he's dead. He was an anti-vaxxer, too. I mean, listen, if you didn't like what he did for, I don't know what you want to call what he did, but you can't negate the impact he had on the 20th century for good or bad, depending on your perspective. But vaccines, I don't think that was an issue, to my knowledge, other than, hey, Jenny McCarthy was a playmate. They were friends, and he hosted something for Gen Rescue once, but... To call him an anti-vaxxer, gosh darn it, there it does.
Well, and the thing is, all he did was show up at an event, and that's just the way it is right now. The environment, as it is, if you just, if you even, accidentally brush up against somebody, you're guilty by association now.
Listen, the smart people, I'm going to say it this way, have figured this thing out. The vaccines are lacking in safety and efficacy studies. Bare minimum. And the idea that you should just subject your children to the CDC schedule because they're the CDC, that's wackadoodle stuff. Again, that's medical fascism. That's where you've been programmed to believe in the power of the state over you, your children. Like I said, this judge in Detroit ruling that, you must vaccinate your child despite your objections, which says that you don't really control your children at all. The state owns them. Certainly in California, where they've sold out to Big Pharma more overtly on the vaccine issue. And then we got the interesting thing. On Friday, I was like, before airtime, we didn't know that he was going to be resigning or firing. But I was so fed up with Tom Price on Friday. I said, I'm done with him. This guy knows better. He has sold out. And we've got more information and insight on it. Tom Price, Health and Human Services Secretary, did resign. He was about to be fired by Trump. And, you know, he jumped the vaccine shark. This is a guy that knows better, but he went in to visit one of the vaccine manufacturers and suddenly comes out on the flu shot going, everybody should get it. Not enough flu shots. If more people would get the flu shot. I mean, lunacy, idiocy, numbnuttedness. This guy was looking for a golden parachute. He knew his days were numbered based on the stupid decisions he made about flying on the taxpayer dime prior with these government jets. Yet he goes to do the Elmo thing, inject everybody with flu vaccines that don't even work.
I've never understood it where, you know, these guys get up there and they'll give some speech about how great vaccines are. And then they'll like, look at me, I'm getting a flu shot. It's almost like they're treating people like we're in kindergarten, right? You know, look at me.
Exactly.
This is how you do it.
You know? It shows their desperation. Honestly,
I think
they're resorting to
that. It's almost insulting. You know, I mean, just, you know, the way they talk. But yeah, so Tom Price, I think you may have been listening to the show and you finally kind of just pushed him over the edge and you said, okay, I'll just do the right thing.
Get on out of here. Hey,
yeah.
Well, he was secure in the fact that because he was going to go out with a vaccine bomb, so to speak, that he would be taken care of, right? You'll look for him to recover and work for Big Pharma somehow, some way, somewhere.
Right. Maybe Merck will give him a job because he got his flu shot, right?
Yeah, you know what? Go cuddle up to Julie Gerberding at Merck, okay?
Yes,
Tom,
yes.
You know better. That's why it's even worse.
Now the question is, who's going to replace him, right?
Yeah, I don't know. They put the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Health, Don Wright. I don't know anything about him. Is there a short list?
Yeah, well, he's just holding the place. Apparently, there's a short list that's circulated in D.C., and it runs from Washington insiders to, they're even talking about Dr. Oz as a possibility, which wouldn't surprise me.
Hey, I'd go for Oz at this point. I'm putting up Jane Orient, medical doctor. Jane Orient for HHS secretary.
Well, the most likely choice is someone named Seema Verma. She's currently the administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid.
Okay.
So she apparently, I guess, is kind of the front runner. But the other person that they're talking about is perhaps Scott Gottlieb, who's the head of the FDA right now.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, this swamp is so thick with drugs, folks. And, you know, if you're going to head up HHS and you're not pro Big Pharma, I think they also probably showed Tom Price. If I'm going to give him any benefit of the doubt, they probably showed him the 10 other angles of the Kennedy assassination, besides the Zapruder angle. That's how it goes up there, folks. There's no kidding. Not an exaggeration. We got a lot more Hilo to go. Chris Barnadoc is back. We're going to talk more on the B6 and selenium controversy after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
And we are now joined by my good friend, not a doc, Chris Barr. And he's a guy who has 83 children, none of them vaccinated. Very impressive. And 83 or was it 38? I can't keep up with you, Chris. Lots of kids, none of them vaccinated. And, you know, we were just talking about Detroit. I don't know what it is. Was it Marion Gabaldo and this woman who, unfortunately, their marriage didn't work out. The husband now is using the kids as a pawn because they both agreed to stop vaccinating. And the judge now sides with the dad without even hearing from the mom, saying, you're going to jail if you don't vaccinate your kids in 1 week. Medical fascism is alive and well in these United States.
Yeah, we've seen that so many times. Since I discovered this in the 70s, I've run into that over and over again with one spouse or the other poisoning the children as a device in a child custody case. You know, they've been in full agreement until they get divorced, and then one of them says, no, I want this way, because they know it'll get them positive attention from the officials.
Yeah, but the thing is, we talk about religious freedom, right? It's a cornerstone for the foundation of our country, its origins, and yet we have the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism in violation of the First Amendment. The judges regularly, readily rule on behalf of that church in violation of, well, we'd say the First Amendment, but remember, the First Amendment is not a right granted to the people. It was a restriction placed on government that should not violate the religious freedom of the people.
Exactly. But, you know, these are, you know, autocrats and oligarchs, judges, et cetera. I was in a child custody case, man, it goes back 20 years now, 25 years or more. And my first wife used, oh, he's crazy, he's nutty. Now, we'd agreed on everything, but all of a sudden I was just crazy fruitcake. And the judge, they had a report from the county that said I was a monster because all these crazy beliefs. And I brought witnesses in to discredit the entire thing. And at the end of the child custody, the judge said, quote, you've discredited every witness against you, and you've completely discredited this report. But it costs $4,000, and somebody's going to pay for it, and I'm going to go with it. So that was his actual ruling, was that there was no validity in it, but it cost $4,000, and somebody had to pay for it. So I then took him to appellate appeal, mm-hmm. which the clerk said, you can't appeal child custody. Want to bet?
Yeah.
And everything changed when I went through the appellate system, which nobody knew you could even do. So, but yeah, so I've been on the end of that. Oh, he's crazy. He doesn't vaccinate, and he doesn't, use medicine for everything. And so, yeah, and then I've seen it over and over again with others.
Chris, this is why I argue, and even Cheryl Chumley's book about the devil in D.C., she actually interviewed me about marriage, because she never met anybody that didn't get married, got married without a license. And I said, no, what we did, we registered basically rites of passage, major events, you milestones in the family. You used to record that in the family Bible, which is what we did. And then we placed that in miscellaneous documents just in case anybody was to challenge it. Why do I have to ask permission of the government? This is between me, her, and God. And it seems to be common sense, but it's lost.
Yes, well, when I got remarried, of course, I did it the right way without the state. And yes, it's legally recognized, by the way, if you use a family Bible. For all the Christian people, it's hilarious, because if you read the scriptures, it's actually against the Bible to get married with a state license, because you have a sovereign between the two of you, and the very first commandment is to have no other sovereign, which is also translated God, before you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, so really, you shouldn't be doing a state license, because you're in violation of the scriptures. But people don't know. And anyway, that's a whole other topic. But
it is. But it's an important one. And I'm glad you emphasize that, because I want people to think, go into these things consciously. If you want to make another decision, don't pretend, it's just because everybody else does it. If that's the way you want to live your life, then, you've made government your God, in a sense, because everybody else has. I just don't play along with that. And I don't want my children to be wards of the state. I don't want anybody's child to be a ward of the state. So it's an important distinction, especially as we open the show on how the judges tend to rule almost carte blanche with the medical church in violation of First Amendment, which, again, reiterate this, first 10 amendments didn't grant you one right, not 10, zero rights, because this was a restriction placed on government that it shouldn't violate rights that are yours by virtue of your birth from a far higher place. We call it a creator, and that's not the government. All right, now, moving on, a lot of times, Chris, you utilize the historical texts, as they're called, scripture, ancient things, whatever they want to call it, including in guiding you to food selection. For instance, we talked last week about meat as a garnish. I think Super Don was talking to our folks that are watching on our YouTube simulcast. This idea that eating meat is a kind of more of a delicacy than a staple, right? Whereas a lot of people have this paleo concept that everybody ate a mastodon every day that they were alive back in the Paleolithic era. There's something, again, awry about that interpretation, although I think people justify their habits and their diet by any mechanism they can. But what is correct here. And by the way, I'm holding up for the YouTube watchers. I've got my bottle with the B6, the homocysteine response, because the post office crushed it, so I had to clean off all the glass. But I put it in my own container here, Chris. Thank you.
Yes. I thought there was another one, but did they crush both of them anyway?
Yeah, I just got this one. The other one was the magnesium, and I cleaned those up too, but I put them in a container like this.
Well, don't even get me started on the paleo nonsense, because the whole paleo diet is fraudulent, but that's a whole other lengthy discussion. Well, when it comes to meat and the biochemistry of the human body, of the human design, it's irrefutable. Your body cannot utilize meat properly in the absence of B6. And when the form of B6 that is found in meat is extremely unstable to heat, the form of B6 that's found in non-meats, vegetables, fruits, nuts, seeds, that form is actually very stable to heat. So in other words, if you cook your fruits and your veggies and your greens and your nuts and your seeds and your legumes, you have minimal B6 loss. But if you cook your meat, you have a dramatic loss of vitamin B6. And the most important vitamin for the use of meat is B6. So that shows proof irrefutable that meat is meant to be a garnish. If you have a little bit of meat and all the B6 is wiped out, mm-hmm. but you have lots of other non-meat with it, you'll have plenty of B6 to metabolize the meat. But if you eat a sizable portion, and especially if you eat a majority of your diet is meat, there is no way possible you can metabolize it. You have breakdown of the arterial system, of muscle tissue. You have a buildup of homocysteine, which causes breakdown in the cardiovascular system. You have all kinds of problems. So it's not that meat causes heart disease. It's eating meat to excess, which doesn't take very much, and eating meat that's been fed grain, that's a whole... When you eat meat out of the way we're designed, then it's a problem. But that's not because the meat's a problem. It's because we're eating out of balance.
Chris, you mentioned about the heating or cooking, again, the B6 being very sensitive to being destroyed in the meat that is more closely available in a raw state. Is that why, if people do eat that way, should they be very mild or light on the cooking aspect of it?
Yes, and that's why you shouldn't overcook the meat also. But again, if you're just eating it as a garnish, it really doesn't matter that much, a little bit, but it matters less so if you use meat as a garnish.
Right.
It's when you use it as, you know, a primary part of your meal or of your dietary that it becomes a problem.
Here's the bottle. Those of you watching on YouTube simulcast, you can see the simulcast at robertscoutbell.com right now. Homocysteine response by an 8 response. You can get that from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. And again, the tablets, look, they're like little pinkish purplish things almost, but they're all, this is food. This is not synthetic. There's no isolates. It's not colored by any artificial ingredient. But this is the way we do that. If you have some meat, take one of the B6 supplements, which is the whole food form called homocysteine response. Am I correct there, Chris?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Every time you consume any animal protein, just pop one of those and you're fine. You know, so I don't eat meat every day even, or even, you know, cheese, which is a cooked meat product, eggs, that's a cooked animal product. Anything that's from animals and is cooked, pop a B6, a homocysteine response, because it's a whole food form, and it's the form that the body needs and desires. You know, which gets us into the MTHFR issue. You know, people don't understand that. Even that are experts in that, they don't understand it. B6 is not a problem if it's in a food form, but most B6 in the marketplace, in fact, virtually all of it, is in a synthetic form. So if you have the MTHFR gene issue, just be sure you get whole food B6, and it's not a problem. If you don't, you could have a problem.
Well, and I want to add into, it's kind of telegraphing where we're going to go, not this hour, most likely next, on the selenium issue. We talk about any type of genetic integrity issues being selenium deficiency, as well as a chromium issue, too. I think we need to bring it all together, and that is why we utilize. In fact, while I was on the break and Super Don was kind of holding fort for me, and then I heard something I mentioned about the T-shirt, which is hanging up behind me, the Not a Doc is In shirt, I was busily kind of preparing my supplements for the trip because I'm going to be gone for a while with all of these events that I'm attending and being part of. And so I got my selenium, my chromium, my silicon, of course. I was like, oh, wait, I got the B6, right? So I grabbed the homocysteine response. I got to still throw that in on the next break. So, folks, again, this is the thing, thinking ahead. I'm talking about living in the future. It's sort of like realizing, oh, my gosh, if I don't live there, I'll forget the packet for when I get there. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of why my mind is a bit split, because I'm thinking, what do I need for the next day or week or two? And I'm putting those things in while we're doing a radio show here. But thank goodness, even if I'm distracted, we got Chris Barr here with me today. He's not a doc. He's better, nutritional historian. Putting perspective on whole food nutrition that you don't hear discussed in this way anywhere else that I know on planet Earth. And many of the people that he learned from, unfortunately, they didn't get the spotlight. They weren't lauded and praised like they should have been, so everybody would be learning from them even if they're no longer on this planet. But we'll keep bringing this thing out. So Chris is with me for at least another half hour or more, and the links are in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com, including the YouTube video stream that is simulcasting right now from our broadcast radio syndicator, GCN at GCNLive.com, and our radio affiliates around the country. Thank you all for being here. We're going to be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN and our radio broadcast affiliates around the world, and later on GCN they archive it pretty quick, and then iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, our friends across the pond, and then SoundCloud over at robertscottbell.com, as well as now YouTube when we get to do these live. And I'm going to be challenged to do so, but I'm going to try the next couple of days from Los Angeles. Very interesting potential. I guess I can't say much more than that, but there's some intriguing interactions. Who knows what will happen on the show next couple of days. But Chris is right here right now. Thank you, Chris, talking about the B6. And you wanted to transition into discussion of the vegetarians versus the meat eaters, get over it, and a little discussion of spirulina versus other things. And I'm going to turn it over to you now.
Microalgae to really get a lot of attention, and you know it's super nutrition, and it is. However, we weren't really intended to eat little microflora. That's for other mammals to eat, but it is super concentrated. However, the B6 to methionine and tryptophan ratio in spirulina is 100 times worse than in cooked meat. So it's not good in chlorella and blue-green algae, but it's atrocious, it's horrific in spirulina. And it's interesting because spirulina is the blue-green algae that has the most toxicity issues, the most problems with growing it, the most scandals because of improprieties with it have been with spirulina. So it's like the creator's been trying to get people's attention. Look, don't use this one! And yet it's the most popular, and there's nothing superior in nutrient density of spirulina to chlorella or blue-green algae.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a huge fault in it that actually makes it something that no one should ever consume, and that's the B6 to methionine and tryptophan ratio that is worse than atrocious. So if you're going down that route and using the microalgae as part of your dietary regimen, make sure you're not using spirulina and use only chlorella or blue.
Chris, it's doubly dunderheaded, and we've talked about this, like supplements that are all synthetic, but they'll be called whole food because they throw a little spirulina under everything.
Yes, exactly. And you know, I've seen some green formulas that were great, except they had a lot of spirulina and a little or very or none at all of chlorella and blue-green algae. And I've told the people making, the manufacturers, look, just take the spirulina out and put some more. Oh, no, we don't want to do that. So, well, then you have a flaw. You have an almost perfect product, but take that flaw out of there. No, mm-hmm. They don't want to be bothered.
Do you think that the vegetarians should stop picking on the meat eaters and vice versa? I mean, how do we make peace here?
Well, they should. Yeah, now, there's some philosophical issues. Some people have religious issues with it. But as far as nutritionally speaking, we are designed so that we can eat meat as a garnish. You don't have to eat meat, but in my experience, which is through 5 decades, the vast majority of vegetarians don't know how to eat nutritionally correct. So, for instance, the ones that say, well, I don't eat meat, but they eat that fake meat stuff that uses excitotoxins, you know, the fake turkey, the fake, but the vegetarian turkey, the vegetarian bologna, the vegetarian beef. You'd be better off to eat organically raised grass-fed beef and organically raised turkey and lamb than to eat that garbage vegetarian fake meat, which kills brain cells and damages your body. So the key is balance, not whether you eat meat or don't, as far as nutrition goes. Now, if you have a philosophical, spiritual issue, mm-hmm. Okay, you're welcome to that. But if you want to be scientific, yes, it is technically better not to eat meat if you knew how to do it. But in my experience, very few vegetarians even have a knowledge that there is a right or wrong way. They just think if they eat top ramen noodles that they're not eating meat, so they're okay. No, that's white flour and excitotoxins. So it's a matter of balance, not whether you should or should not eat meat.
Well, and you talk about religious, philosophical, and spiritual. As I said, over the years, we've had great controversies that we've discussed on the air, including, you know, the HIV controversy, which is, you know, we've gone through that. And yet, with Liam, our buddy, our dear departed buddy, when we talked about the issue of vegetarianism versus meat eating, we got more hatred coming in from both sides than anything else. So people do have a religious dogma about that.
And I thought religion was supposed to be about love.
Yeah, a little vitamin L happening here on the show. Chris Barr is my guest. And, of course, we've got a whole other hour of healing. He's going to stick around for at least a half hour of it. We've got lots of good discussion on selenium. More selenium slander in the mainstream news. And we're going to counter it like nowhere else in broadcast media. Because that's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. After the news, we'll be back. In the meantime, it's the God's honest truth. I'm telling you now, just to remind you, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3 month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.